political books tend to become one of two things. There's the Noam Chomsky 700 pages of footnotes. You know every little thing that's wrong in the world and exactly who's responsible. And the same thing when you read Michael Moore's books or Al Franken's books, which are really funny, but the players are huge CEOs, congressmen, senators, and the issues are so big that you walk away from reading political books feeling almost worse than when you started.
Jason West is this 28-year-old political activist who became the unlikely mayor of New Paltz, a rural university town of 6,000 people, 2 years ago, by winning 37% of the vote in a field of four candidates. His decision to campaign came after years of observing the left and coming to the conclusion that it lacked the desire to set real, achievable goals.
Protests give us hope and unity, but they don't scare our enemies anymore. Millions of people marching all over the world on February 15th of 2003 didn't stop Bush from invading Iraq or stop Congress from giving Bush the power to declare war wherever and whenever he sees fit. This isn't to say protesting is useless, but it usually serves the organizers, energizing and consolidating them more than hurts their opponents. While it used to be or could be a powerful tactic of coercion, most demonstrating has been tamed into a genteel effort to try to persuade. Greed can't be stopped with persuasion, though. We won't win our democracy just because it's a good idea. With all our grassroots solutions, we still need to take back our country.
After taking office, Jason West instituted environmental measures such as riverbed processing for sewage treatment and powered town hall with solar energy. He is also working on improving public transportation and well-known for performing gay marriages. His book recounts his experience with planning to take power through local grassroots organizing. To be elected and stay in power, he says, people need to trust you.
In terms of practical politics, you don't need to know much. We don't have professional politicians in the sense that it's a career. So if we're going to have citizen government, we're going to have real democracy, the local carpenter or McDonald's employee should have just as much chance of being elected. It has more to do with whether the community trusts you to be able to learn the job and to get it done.
And to stay in power, you must address their concerns. In New Paltz, it means zoning, land use, and urban sprawl. But beyond small-town politics, Jason West's vision is to restore participatory democracy.
We've created half a dozen commissions and committees with regulatory authority. We've probably doubled or tripled the number of volunteers. And, you know, you create an environmental commission with 9 people who are appointed for 5-year terms. You give them a paid secretary to take notes and do photocopying and give them a budget for projects. We started videotaping and airing our local government meetings on public access TV. We created a website that actually has all the minutes and agendas on it. The most we can do is try to establish traditions like that become hard to break.
Even more radical is Mayor West's view that power must be shared.
In our village election in the spring of 2003, there was a 20% voter turnout, and I won with 37% of the vote. So we get 20 to 30% of the vote, the Republicans get 20% of the vote, and the Democrats get 50. Even though they only have 50% of the voters supporting them, they have 100% of the power. But we've been working with Republicans to try to find a way to change election laws at the local level so that every party should have power in direct proportion to how much support they have among the people.
And this strategy of starting small and changing the political culture is slowly bearing fruits. In recent years, the Green Party has won over 400 races around the nation. Jason West says the goal is to train a new generation of radical activists who will win local elections and restart the democratic process in a country which has lost faith in it. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.